Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, this is Bob Basie substituting both today and tomorrow for Alex Jones here on the Alex Jones Show on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Alex's websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv, to name a few. And we've been discussing the merger of the United States, Canada, and Mexico with Dr. Jerome Corsi. He is a writer for Human Events Magazine and for WorldNet Daily. Speaking of WorldNet Daily, Dr. Corsi, one of the things I'm trying to communicate and get at is the physical process of getting the communist Chinese slave goods from Lazaro Cardenas to the border, because the highway isn't there yet to the degree that it needs to be. So the question is, who is going to build the Mexican portion of the Trans-Texas Corridor NAFTA Superhighway?
Well, that's a good question. Robert Pastor is asking for there to be a North American investment fund that would build additional highway infrastructure within Mexico. And it'll probably take that kind of a structure, because there's not enough traffic probably to justify the Spanish to come in. And Sinfra is going to put $280 billion building out these Trans-Texas Corridor highways for the next 50 years. All the tolls are going to go to Spain. But I don't think Spain's going to build the roads in Mexico yet. Robert Pastor says, let's get a public investment fund to do it.
You mean American taxpayer money?
American tax dollars. Our money going to Mexico.
Okay, back it up. Back it up.
$4 billion being thrown away into Mexico.
Wait. Back this up. I want everybody to understand what he just said, and this is documentably true. American taxpayers whose jobs are being shipped overseas so that the Chinese communists can mill the slave goods are now going to be expected through this North American Investment Fund to build the Mexican portion of the Trans-Texas Corridor to get the cheap communist Chinese slave goods up into America so that they can further the process of eliminating more American jobs.
That's exactly right, because, you see, this will build roads down into the center and south of Mexico. Robert Pastor argues that that's needed to develop Mexico.
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, of course, the taxpayers will pay for it, and the Mexicans will utilize it to transport the goods, but even the Mexicans are going to lose jobs in this process to China.
Yeah, they're just using Mexico as a conduit.
Yeah. Mexico's a transit point.
Right.
Mexico's cheap labor to move the transportation of these cheap goods, and you know, Kansas City Southern says, oh, no, we won't have Mexican train workers. We'll have United Transportation workers on the trains once they cross the border. But, you know, the railroads are for Laredo. What border, right? The railroads are already pressuring the United Transportation Union to reduce crews on the railroads running in the United States. So the pressure from the Mexican railroad workers is going to add fuel to lowering wages of UTU workers and to lowering the number of trainmen allowed on an individual train. So it'll be a downward pressure on transportation wages across the continent.
Oh, this is going to be good for everybody, because it's going to just lower everybody's wages all over the place.
Lots of cheap goods headed to Walmart.
And, yeah, a lot of cheap goods.
Robert Pastor will tell you, well, we're all consumers.
Is he working?
But if we don't have any more money, we can't consume anything.
Is he working for Walmart?
I guess he could be.
Is he own stock in Walmart? I don't know.
I did ask him that.
You know, this is not theoretical stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I know that Senator John Cornyn earlier this year got caught with his pants down.
Well, and we interviewed him from WorldNet Daily, because Senator Cornyn introduced into Congress, I believe it was S-3622, which was a bill to create the North American Investment Fund.
Yeah, let's talk about that after this break. We'll be back. We're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi about this insanity of the North American Union.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, once again, this is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones for the next couple of days, and we are honored to have Dr. Jerome Corsi as our guest. We're discussing the North American Union, which again is not a theory, it's not an academic exercise, it is happening right now. And we were just talking before the break about the fact that our own Texas Senator John Cornyn introduced a bill in the 109th Congress. It was Senate Bill 3622, which called for the development of this North American Investment Fund, which is exactly what Robert Pastor calls for to the word. And the purpose of the fund was to improve infrastructure in Mexico. In other words, American taxpayers building the Mexican portion of the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is a subset of the NAFTA superhighway, so that the communist Chinese goods can get here better and quicker and faster, and so that the American people's descent into poverty can be cushioned. You know, Dr. Corsi, I'm not an economist. I'm just a regular old Joe. You know, I run a True Value hardware store in Austin, Texas. That's what I do for a living.
But okay.
It's you know, that's what I do. You know, I'm not a professional journalist. I've been paid. I was paid by the New American to go up to cover that conference in Waco. You know, they paid my hotel and a few bucks to write that article. But I'm not a professional journalist. But I can think, I can see, I can hear. You know, and this entire thing is obscene.
It's thinking starts as soon as you do what the globalists have done, that is you cross the line over and you say, okay, look, we're going to now create a North American Union, like a European Union. They started this way back in, you know, George H.W. Bush's administration to really push it. Clinton signed it, going on for some time. Once you start that thinking, and once you start believing that world trade and globalism are going to solve all the problems of the world, and, you know, Robert Pastor believes that, a lot of the socialists believe that, and you get pressure from both sides, because the unbridled capitalists just want the access to the cheap labor. They just want to make more money, more, you know, dollar bills. They want to make more billions. So Walmart doesn't care. Walmart is happy to take all their goods from communist China. They move into neighborhoods and shut down. You know, they've gone all through communities all across the country into small towns, build a superstore. Pretty soon the hardware that's been there for three generations can't function anymore.
Well,
it closes up. And everything closes up in the town. All you've got left is a superstore. They don't care.
Well, the thing that this economic theory that I'm about to propose, even though I'm not an economist, it seems that the effect of all this in terms of as our standard of living slowly sinks into the West, as the wage scales go down, as America sinks slowly down so that our wage scales can more comfortably merge with those of the rest of the world, all this cheap Chinese communist stuff that's coming in is masking our descent. We can't tell it. You know, you used to go to the store and buy something for a dollar, and now you go there and buy it for 50 cents, some consumer goods, because it's coming from China, so you can't really tell. It's like a fake cushion on your descent. When you hit, it's going to really hurt. What do you think about that?
I think, you know, certainly the whole idea that people are getting cheap goods in Walmart and other places is one of the things that's meant for people to say, hey, this is a good idea. And if people don't think very hard about it, sure, it's a great idea to be able to buy things cheap. When you start understanding that that's predicated on slaves or near slaves producing those goods, and, you know, the two lines to go on, they come to the same point, is A, that's morally wrong, and B, it's stupid economically, because you undercut the employment here in the United States. You close down manufacturing and you put people out of work. Now, if labor and management are really not and should never consider themselves. I was raised in a labor family. My father was public relations director for the railroad trainmen, Brotherhood of Railroad Trainmen, and he helped create the United Transportation Union. And I mean, I remember this since I was a child, the discussions that, you know, labor and management are not enemies. Labor's got to make management strong in order for management to understand the value of labor. It's got to work both ways. One side's got to make sure the other side is also healthy. You can't win by destroying labor, and you can't win by destroying management. Now, if it's communist Chinese slaves, Walmart doesn't care because they're over there in China. Nobody sees them. It doesn't make any difference. It's China's problem. And if you object, they say, well, this helps China develop because it doesn't help China develop in the middle class. When these people who are slaves working in these factories get to be 20 years old, they fire them, put them out in the countryside, and get another, you know, 12-year-old or 13-year-old to work in that factory. Nobody ever saves anything working in those factories. It makes a few people, it will make China look just like Mexico, of a few wealthy people and a few wealthy families, and they'll control the country, and the great masses will be poor. Well, the same thing will happen in the United States. The people of this country who have depended upon manufacturing jobs virtually since the country was founded are going to find that they don't have those jobs anymore, and there isn't anything else left that except at very few, you know, small wages. Even our cars, nobody has made much of this. Detroit, General Motors, and Ford just closed down a huge set of plants and laid off thousands of workers. Now, those workers are going to find that instead of $30 jobs, they're going to end up with $10 jobs if they can find one at all. And to get the $10 job, they're probably going to have to compete with an illegal immigrant that came through Mexico. Now, at that point, we don't have a middle class left. And about, you know, one more generation of this, when the cars are now going to be started to be made in China, and every one of the major car companies has gone to China to stake out a position, these container ships, to bring them in the container ships and put the cars in there, bring them in through the ships, and we won't need anything in the car industry in the United States except retail distribution. And the capitalists don't think far enough to care that there won't be a middle class left to buy those products. They figure that there'll be enough of a oligarchy left. You know, Goldman Sachs doesn't care. They're throwing a $1 billion Christmas party this year, a multi-billion dollar. Everybody's getting huge bonuses. Well, that's because their hedge funds and the amount the companies they've invested in China, thanks to Treasury Secretary Paulson when he was there at Goldman Sachs, have been a good deal for those guys right now, even if they're closing down factories all over America. It's just a bad deal for the middle class.
And the middle class is the backbone of America and always has been. So the target of all this, then, is the middle class. You're echoing the sentiments of
Lou Dobbs
on the CNN.
Lou Dobbs is right. And
yeah.
He is all, you know, he has picked it up on CNN. And, you know, I'm honored to have been on his show with Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders, and I strongly support the book he wrote on the end of the middle class. I've read that book, and I think it's an excellent book. And he's right. You know, the special interests have bought the politicians. And, you know, look at Bill Clinton. When China bought Bill Clinton, there were campaign fundraising scandals, all the technology that's been shipped to China. Bill Clinton started engineering. You got to start asking, how did Hillary Clinton go from a $300,000 net worth to a $50 million net worth? And I'll give you two words that explain it, China and Dubai. Between the two of them, she became a multimillionaire. And if you don't think Hillary and Bill are still working together, they may not be man and wife, but they're sure making sure each other get billions.
Yeah,
Bill would
thing.
Sure like to be back in the White House, I guess.
For all of you who think this is a Republican problem, you better wake up, because it's not.
It's not.
The Democrats and the Republicans at the top of this heap are globalists, they're elitists, they're one-worlders, and both of them in concert are working to destroy the American middle class and
to destroy
the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
I'll write a story next week, Bob, when I show. I'm waiting until Friday we get this report. I'll write a story and show that the financial report of the United States for 2006 shows the fact we're at least running this, the $3.5 trillion with a T, dollar budget deficit, fiscal budget deficit this year. And I think that our negative net worth will now be closer to $60 billion instead of $50 billion. But I'll also show that all this idea that Clinton had surpluses, again, was accounting gimmicks, that Clinton was running trillion-dollar deficits, too. And I'm going to go back and correct those years so people don't think that, you know, it was great under Clinton. It wasn't. He was deepening this problem. George Bush has deepened it further. Started with George H.W. Bush. I mean, it's gone on, probably go back to Reagan. Reagan made a terrible decision in 1986 to allow that amnesty to be granted, and that was probably the beginning of the downward slope.
Well, you know, sounds like my friends at the Council on Foreign Relations have been very busy for decades. I wanted to ask you a question. I noticed that you joined forces in some sort of an agreement or some sort of a union with the John Birch Society. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, the John Birch Society asked me to come and give the a keynote address to them at one of their council meetings in North Carolina, and I was happy to do that. And they've been publishing and writing in their magazine, The New American, following everything that I've been doing. So I think in this battle, they've been in the lead for years, saying that this North American union was coming down the pike. I'll form alliances, as many as I can, to get this stopped.
Well, I think that's excellent, because the Birch Society is doing the same thing. They're reaching out to other Americans who are also trying to save this country. And we're going to save the rest of this conversation for after the break. We'll be back with Dr. Jerome Corsi.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 14th, 2006. Gold's at $627, and 1 ounce coins can be purchased for $647.70, $326.40 for half ounce, and $163.20 for quarter ounce coins at $647.70, $326.40, and $163.20. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
This is Bob Basie back with Dr. Jerome Corsi on the Alex Jones Show, and we've been discussing the North American Union and the plans of our elitist friends to merge Canada, the United States, and Mexico into one big happy slave country. And we're going to be opening up the phone lines for questions to Dr. Corsi. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. So After this segment, we're going to be taking calls for anyone who wants to discuss this with Dr. Jerome Porcine. The man knows what he's talking about. He has written extensively on this subject. You want to go to humaneventsonline.com. That's humaneventsonline.com. I think Dr. Corsi is the second author. When you click on the contributors button, just click on Jerome Corsi, and you will find out the immense amount of work that this man has done exposing the North American Union for what it really is. Dr. Corsi, have you gotten any flack for this work you're doing?
Well, I mean, you know, I get criticized on the Internet and in other places by people who say that none of this is happening and it's all hysteria or an Internet conspiracy theory. None of that bothers me. I say if it's an Internet conspiracy theory, it's being conducted on government websites. Because you've got a Security and Prosperity Partnership with SPP.gov. That whole website is maintained by the Department of Commerce. You've got the Trans-Texas Corridor. Well, go take a look at KeepTexasMoving.com. That's a Texas Department of Transportation website. I document this $3.5 trillion federal budget deficit today in World Net Daily. Well, I link to the federal government budget site that produces the report. So if you don't believe me, go read the federal report yourself. And that's, I think, what's made these articles convincing, is that I've thoroughly linked them to the government reports that document that what I'm talking about is substantiated.
Well, has anybody that actually has any financial authority over Human Events or World Net Daily or any of the publications that you write for said, hey, Dr. Corsi, why don't you just shut up or something? Has anybody done anything like that?
Absolutely not. I've been encouraged by both the editors. Joseph Farrow, who's the founder and publisher of World Net Daily, has been very supportive. Robert Bluey, who is the major editor I work with at Human Events, been extremely supportive. Very close to the Human Events staff and to Regnery, that is, you know, Eagle Publishing is the parent of Human Events. I published with John O'Neill, Unfit for Command Against John Kerry, which was a book published by Regnery. It's probably one of their biggest selling books ever. And so, you know, neither one of the, I've gotten only support from the editors and publishers on the work I'm doing. And I think, again, it's highly documented. It's all authenticated. It's, you know, none of this is made up. It's fully in the public record or in interviews I've conducted that I've recorded and documented.
Yeah, if you want to see some more documents, I'm wondering, and this is just run off the, out of the cold here, are you familiar with the North American PPP 2006, the Infrastructure Finance Conference?
I knew they had a PPP, which stands for this personal-private partnerships.
Public-private
partnerships. They had one of those in those meetings cost almost $3,000 to attend it. It was held at the Waldorf last year.
Exactly.
Are they planning another one, or is that the one you're referring
to? This is the one I'm referring to. I'm looking at the their little ad.
Brochure.
Anybody, you want some? You people out there just think, oh, this is all nuts. We're just making this up. Just go to www.euromoneyseminars.com/PPP. www.euromoneyseminars.com/PPP. This is an ad for this conference they had last September.
That's absolutely
vulgar.
Just take a look at the investment banks that participated. I have that brochure right here somewhere.
Yeah, you've got the Royal Bank of Scotland. Yeah, they're coming over here. And
Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
The Carlyle Group.
And people are coming over here. These people have a seminar in New York to teach foreign investors how to come carve up American infrastructure.
Yeah, well, I just pulled that brochure right out. I mean, exactly. And look at the government participants. You have the U.S. Department of Transportation. The Department of Transportation is the various states, Texas, Virginia, Wisconsin, Louisiana, Florida, Oregon, Alaska, Indiana.
It's a wholesale sellout of our infrastructure and more. We'll be back after the break with Dr. Jerome Corsi, and we'll take the call.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David, what's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hey, Bob Basie back on the Alex Jones Show with Dr. Jerome Corsi talking about North American Union. Just before the break, we were talking about this North American PPP 2006 conference that was held in September. I want to read something from this thing. They talk about their agenda, and on the second day, they talk about this. New asset classes in PPP. How wide can the net be spread? Let's off-road P3 opportunities away from transportation. Taking a closer look at health, water, waste, military accommodation, schools, prisons, municipal buildings. Dr. Corsi, these people plan on gobbling up everything.
Well, the investment bank, first of all, you got to realize there's so much U.S. cash has gone overseas.
You got to have some place to spend it?
They have to have, exactly. In other words, the only alternative, and we need to send more overseas all the time because the problem with this $3.5 trillion budget deficit, I'm not talking about a U.S. debt. This is an each-year budget deficit. It's a shortfall each year of $3.5 trillion of the budget. That's what this report just released. It's going to be released on Friday. It's what 2005 report documented for the 2005 fiscal federal budget.
So this each year, trillion.
Each year.
Trillions.
Because what they don't do when they say the budget deficit is only $248 billion, which is what the Treasury has been saying, is that that's on a cash basis. When you do a gap accounting, which is generally accepted accounting principles, and you fully create the liabilities and account for them of Social Security and Medicare, they're just taking the Social Security money and spending it on the next obligation you've got, which is what the $248 billion deficit reflects. Now the new fully accounted deficit is $3.5 trillion. Now we have to finance that deficit, we end up selling Treasury securities into the foreign exchange market. So if China quits buying our Treasury securities, we can't finance our budget debt.
So if I may put this in simple terms that hopefully people will understand, tell me if you agree with this.
Right.
If you were to boil this down to someone's personal finances, it's akin to somebody who is spending way more money than he's earning, and so he puts a second mortgage up on his house in order to finance his deficit, and pretty soon they're going to foreclose on his house.
Well, that's about right in personal terms. I mean, what it is we're constantly borrowing, creating more debt to handle current liabilities, to pay for things that the federal budget has promised to pay for today.
Mm.
And at the same time, running a huge budget deficit, we're running a trade deficit to China under the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America, where we've just opened our markets, and the World Trade Organization, where we've done it too. And now we've got five cabinet secretaries, Secretary Paulson, plus the head of the Federal Reserve, over there trying to convince the Chinese to allow their currency to go up in value, which the Chinese won't do, or to encourage Chinese to buy more from the United States, which they won't do. And, you know, we got hand in hand to China right now. And it's unconscionable. And what the investment bankers are planning to do in this PPP conference is that they're going to securitize and structure not only roads like this Trans-Texas Corridor, but they're going to take a whole set of public water projects, all the water facilities in the cities and towns, schools, prisons, hospitals, you name it, and they'll sell it to the foreign investors.
It'll
all be owned by somebody else, other foreners.
And this is stuff that we, the taxpayers, have already paid for, and now they're going to sell it to a bunch of foreigners. America, you better wake up and get active.
And then they're going to let Hutchinson Whampoa, a communist Chinese firm that manages ports with close ties to the Chinese military, they're going to let them manage the ports in Mexico through which these goods come. And NASCO, the trade organization, the NASCO Super Corridors in Dallas, they're going to do a deal with Lockheed Martin and a subsidiary owned by 49% by Hutchinson Whampoa to put the sensors all up and down the NASCO corridor to know where the trucks and trains are carrying these Chinese goods.
Boy, I feel safer already.
I mean, I'm saying you might as well let a couple Chinese gunboats come on up the Mississippi. Who's going to stop them? They'll probably own the Mississippi by the time they sail up it.
Well, turnabout's fair play. That's what the British did to the Chinese back a long time ago.
And I don't think the Chinese forgot.
I guess not. And this, we're going to take some calls here, Dr. Corsi, if
Great.
You don't mind. We'll see. But first up, we have Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Welcome. Fred, are you there?
Hi, Bob.
What's going on?
Hey, I'm just listening with rapt attention to this show. I think that one of the things that comes up in my mind is that we're getting a constant stream of government statements, and what constitutes truth by the government? What do we... how do we screen out basically the falsehoods by the government? And also, could you comment about the Constitution as a way to screen out all these false statements? And you know, what do we do as we run through our daily lives to basically have a better perspective on all of this?
Dr. Corsi, you want to tackle that?
Well, the Bush administration is operating in complete contradiction to and disregard for the Constitution. I've been urging Congress to demand hearings on SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, because according to the Constitution, we shouldn't be harmonizing and integrating our laws with two foreign nations, Mexico and Canada, and in bureaucratic meetings that are being held behind closed doors, of the bureaucrats' three governments.
And even if we could, I might add, even if we could do that, it wouldn't be the executive branch. You've got to have legislation to do that, even if you could do it.
Or a treaty should be negotiated.
Or a treaty, or the legislative branch, they've got to be involved, right?
Yeah, even NAFTA is not a two-thirds vote of the Senate. NAFTA should have been a treaty. NAFTA itself is unconstitutional. It's just a law. And it should not have been passed by one vote. I mean, it should have been a treaty that demanded a two-thirds vote of the Senate. They knew they couldn't do that, so they slipped it in as a law. It's, again, a disregard of the Constitution. So the Constitution, like George Bush is quoted as having said, in the Oval Office, is just evidently to have a GD piece of paper. That's what he said. He was quoted as saying that.
And I hate to add this, because I just kind of call it like it is. If you took an oath to swear and protect and defend this country and this Constitution before you became president, and if the Constitution itself requires that you take that oath before you can become president, and if you break that oath so viciously and so repeatedly and so obviously, you don't have any business being the president, and you should be out of there. I mean, that's you're talking about constitutional remedy. Well, there's something called impeachment, and there's something called treason, and I think the two go hand in hand.
Well, certainly treason is a high crime and misdemeanor, and you know, the problem is that the Democrats are the ones who should be all over this and should be, you know, out there representing the people. They say that the people are their constituency.
Yeah, but John Conyers,
they're paid. They're paid by the same groups that are paying the Republicans.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. John Conyers was making motions about looking into all this nasty, unconstitutional rights-robbing stuff Bush was doing several months ago, and now that the Democrats have the House of Representatives, they say, well, never mind, don't worry about that. And so
is
Nancy Pelosi.
The only thing they want to expose the Republicans on is, you know, Foley writing sexual memos to the pages. Well, they themselves do that and far worse.
That's a distraction to your Fred, thank you for that.
Yeah, Dr. Corsi? Yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that could you tell me who was basically fighting the fight in the 90s over the truth about the annual deficits? There was a female expert and one male expert that were predominant, especially on the internet, and yet they were basically squashed and not allowed to get the story out. There was no one in Congress that was fighting that fight. There was no one in the government, but there were two independent people that were well known that I remember. I don't remember by name. Do you remember who knew the truth about that in the 90s?
I've been reading it for years, but this was the first time when I got a hold of the report I have published today in WorldNet Daily. When I got a hold of John Williams, who's a blog I cite, he's an econometrician. He writes an extremely good analysis in this Shadow Government Statistics is his blog. If you take a look at WorldNet Daily.
Is that the site? Is that the site?
Yeah, look up I'll give you the exact site here in a second. But if you, he has documented it. He did the analysis of these reports called the Financial Report of the United States, which will be issued on Friday. Now, Shadow Government Statistics, by the way, their internet site is www.shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com, all one word, shadowstats.com. And John Williams had done the analysis, and I interviewed John. And so finally I had a federal government report that I could analyze with an expert who was willing to make the argument with me that we had the $3.5 trillion deficit. I demand that much proof in things I write. I mean, I have to have a government document before or some authoritative expert on the record before I'll go ahead and write these things, because I'm not interested in conspiracy theories. I want facts.
Okay, so we're going to go to shadowstats.com. Fred and Shadowstats. Penny, thank you.
.com.
Thank you for the call, Fred. We've also got John in Missouri up here on the Alex Jones Show. John, are you there?
Yeah, Bob. How's it going?
I don't know. It sounds like we're going down the tubes.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, hey, I got a couple of statements and a question. Actually, two questions. My son recently started school in Northwest Missouri State, up above St. Joe. And I took him up there back in August to go to his dorm. And I noticed on I-29, just about the airport, KCI, there is a sign that says Mexican Free Trade Zone.
Yeah, right.
And that stuck with me. I was like, what in the heck is that? And now listening to you guys talk here, I realize what it is now. And does that remove all the taxes we would require for the trade going through there?
That's right. And Mexico it plans to put a customs office in Kansas City in their smart port.
Okay.
Kansas City's gone about Mexican crazy. They think they're going to make a lot of money
shipping
the Mexican goods through Kansas City because they view themselves as an east and west point as well as north and south for the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
I've got news for Kansas City. They're not going to make nearly as much money as they think they're going to make. Everything's going to come through there cheap. But Kansas City's got a Mexiplex. They got a whole Mexican trade group there. They've renamed some of the roads.
Wow.
Go take a look at the roads around the airport. You've got Mexico City Drive.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
They've gone Mexican crazy in Kansas City. They all think they're going to become billionaires working with Mexico.
Hey.
I got news for you. Nobody makes money working with Mexico except Mexico.
Right.
And even in Mexico, you don't make it unless you're one of the drug dealers.
In the pocket. Right.
You or one of the families that got control.
I was working for Caterpillar in the 90s as I watched this whole thing roll upon us. And in 92, I had an engineer. We were discussing NAFTA, and I had an engineer, a senior engineer, trying to explain it to us, and he'd give it to us this way. He said, what that is out to do is to tear America's first world status down to a second world status and bring the third world nations up to a second world status. And that stuck with me because I'd heard talks about first world countries and third world countries, but you never hear about that second world country.
Well, there's a tremendous resentment about the United States and our standard of living.
Oh, yes.
There has been. And people think the best solution to it is to destroy it rather than have other countries replicate it.
Sure.
We have several things that are unique in the United States. Our rights are inalienable.
Right.
And not given by the communist government.
Absolutely.
Secondly, you know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights did set out a structure of checks and balances that are designed to preserve liberty and to encourage private enterprise and to develop a middle class. And like Abraham Lincoln said, we are unique, an experiment, which Lincoln did not know whether it would long endure, and I don't know if it'll now long endure, to be government of the people, by the people, and for the people, with a unique government structure that gave power to the middle class, to the people. Every other government ever formed in the history of the world gave power to the elites, and the elites are meaning to take it back.
Okay.
What we're talking about here is government of the elite, by the elite, for the elite.
And
it'll make the whole world look like Mexico economically.
John in Missouri, I want to thank you very much for that call. I want to completely agree with what you just said. If these people get their way, there's just going to be this third big giant third world country. You know, it's going to be one big third world country, and there's going to be a rich elite sitting on top of all the rest of it.
Yeah, in that third world country, nobody working at Goldman Sachs thinks they'll be in the bottom. They'll be the ones with the billion-dollar bonuses. You don't think any of this is going to affect them.
That's because I kind of believe a lot of these academic types, they live in this academic bubble where they got a degree in whatever, and they think they're all smart, and they hobnob with each other, and they're experts in their field.
A lot of money being made here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of speaking fees being paid here.
Yeah, and publisher perish.
People are making money, and so are the investment bankers. And so are the capitalists who are owning these companies. The stock market's having a huge party right now. And it's having that party while the yield curve is inverted. Long-term rates are lower than short-term rates. That usually precedes a recession.
Yeah.
The housing market's about to have a bubble that's going to burst. And the dollar is slipping in value.
Yeah.
Now, but yet the stock market's having a wild party. Because M3, the liquidity's never been higher. The money's rolling. And the champagne is flowing.
And then they're going to have a hangover.
Go back and read the financial press of the 1920s.
Yep.
It's about the same.
Yep. Okay, we have another caller up, John from Michigan. John, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, good afternoon, gentlemen. Mr. Croce, I've been listening to you all over the radio. I'm trying to get you on a radio up here.
Well, just send me an email. My email's easy. It's jcorsi@worldnetdaily.com. That link's there on WorldNet Daily works, and I get those emails and I read them.
Jay Corsi at WorldNet Daily.
WorldNetDaily.com.
Okay, and another thing, this not only is going to bring all these and immigrants and cheap goods, but isn't there a plan to totally eliminate our Constitution and go to a world court system?
Well, of course. I mean, that's the whole issue here. We've already got NAFTA Chapter 11 tribunals, and those tribunals, which is an informal structure, not even any rules as to how they're to be conducted, they can hold, if an investor wants to sue a state or the federal government of the United States because, let's say, an environmental law is detrimental to their business interest, they could win and the state or the federal law could be knocked down and they get millions of dollars in damages. It already can happen. Our laws can be overturned. That's going to increase.
That's absolutely right. John in Michigan, thank you for the call. We're coming up on a break and we're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi about this obscene North American Union, and we'll be back for final segment after the break.
I'm going to leave you.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Okay, we're back for the final segment on the Alex Jones Show. This is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones, and we are once again talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, before I take the next caller, I'd like to ask you exactly how does one get a hold of your book, Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders?
Thank you for asking. It's available on Amazon.com. If you'll just look up my name, C-O-R-S-I, Corsi. And I co-authored it with Jim Gilchrist. And I'll soon be writing a book on the North American Union. I'm trying to finish it by the, and most of it written in December. Mm-hmm. And I'll finish it up in January.
Yeah, you better hurry up before it's too late.
No, this stuff's going to be fought on for a good deal of time yet. This is not going to go away quick.
Yeah, and that's why we have to be in this fight for a long time. Okay, we've got Dave from Canada up. Dave, are you there?
Bob, hello, Mr. Corsi. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. I have a question for both of you. I think it was Bob that made the statement that the Chinese was the other partner with the NAFTA agreement. Was that because North America was importing goods from China through Mexico?
Yeah, they're just the beneficiary of it all. I mean, they didn't sign any agreement. They're just using Mexico as a conduit to bring all their slave goods into the United States.
Okay, so it literally was shipping through Mexico into North America then.
Right.
It's one of the ironies of things that, you know, the signatories, of course, of NAFTA were the United States, Canada, and Mexico. But having opened up the markets to free trade and then the World Trade Organization opening things up with China, what happened is that even the jobs, the low-cost jobs in China started getting shipped to Mexico as well as our manufacturing jobs. And China decided to start opening up Mexico as a transit port to get the containers in here cheaper rather than bringing them all in on the West Coast and having to lug them across the United States with U.S. labor costs and unions being involved.
Did Mexico have a tariff imposed on Chinese goods at the time?
Mexico itself has been reducing tariffs with China, and Mexico is also swamped with Chinese goods. They're complaining about this down in Mexico, too. And Mexico's lost a huge number of jobs, manufacturing jobs, to China. I mean, the maquiladoras, the sweatshop assembly plants in the 90s, at the height of NAFTA, employed about 3 million people. Today, as best I can figure, they employ about 1 million people. Two-thirds of those jobs have gone to China. It's one of the reasons there's additional pressure from all the millions of Mexicans coming to the United States. Even the NAFTA jobs have dried up in China. NAFTA was a total lie. NAFTA did not develop, it did not develop Mexico the way it was promised to develop Mexico. It did not increase American exports nearly as much as we were promised. What it did is it opened up, you know, the Walmart billionaires to be able to go and get cheap labor in China and send all our manufacturing jobs over there. That's the reality.
All right. Dave from Canada, I want to thank you very much for the call. I got one more caller. We're in a hurry here now. This is Bill from Kansas City. Bill, you got just a few seconds here on the Alex Jones Show. What do you have to contribute?
Well, I'm just wondering if the people of this country who are citizens who are being affected by all of the legislation and the way that the government is selling all the waterways and roadways and things, I wondered if any of the citizens of the United States realize this is basically the same government that treated the natives of this land that way to begin with.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's...
Well, the point is, rather than going back and settling things that happened 200 years ago or 150 years ago, I think we got to deal with this problem right now. And this problem is going to increase, and people in about every state are pretty soon going to be hearing the politicians talking about creating toll roads or selling roads, all of which are going to be owned by foreigners.
And America, you got to wake up to this. We're really just about out of time here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Bob Dacey, and I want to remind you, if you want to learn about this, go to www.jbs.org and learn all about the American Union, because let me tell you something, you got to do something about this. It's not going away. They're coming at us from all angles. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Bob Dacey. Dr. Corsi, thank you for being here.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.